Right now on VFN TV, we're going to hear from Dinesh D'Souza talking about defending our faith. Also talking about how we ended up making just basically Sunday Christians on Sunday, but we don't have Christians on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Well, he's talking about how we have to make impact in all the cultures, all the seven mountains of culture. If not, we're going to lose the whole nation. And we talk about that all the time on VFN KB. That's right, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hey, hello.
What's up, man?
Man, I'm doing good.
I am pumped about being here.
Good, I am too. This is exciting, what we get to do every day.
Yes.
Talk about these amazing topics.
Correct.
With a wonderful audience like you guys. And we get to hear your feedback on everything that you know we're sharing and God's sharing with us. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we just got a wonderful, you know, we had a chance to go to Alabama.
Sweet home, Alabama.
Your singing just doesn't work.
I'm not saying I was going to sing.
Sweet home, Alabama.
Anyway, so zoom in camera.
We love our audience. It was so good to spend the time with you in Alabama.
Yes.
Thanks for coming up, even though some people pronounce VFN TV, XTR TV. It's just.
We love it. Yeah.
We love it. Thank you for talking to the crew.
Yes.
And encouraging them, because they're all behind the cameras quite often and helping to bring it to pass.
Yeah.
And we love Alabama. We love Church of His Presence. We love Pastor John Kilpatrick. It was just exciting. The things
going
on.
Amazing Gulf Coast Pastors Conference, right?
Yes. And Pastor John Michael, you know,
yes.
Kilpatrick. You know, I guess Pastor John Kilpatrick or John, yeah. I don't know if they call him John Michael.
John Michael.
I sent a text. I can't talk about the text anyway.
We
had a great time. You can order that conference, by the way. You can see the details on your screen, but you can go to johnkilpatrick.org or you can go to churchofhispresence.org and order the Gulf Coast Pastors Conference. And I want to encourage you, if you're a pastor, you need this. It's going to encourage you. I believe it's going to be anointed. The
it's
anointing
prophetic,
that was there.
Don't you think? It's not a conference. I mean, I never felt it was a prophetic.
That's a weak word to call.
It is.
It was, and we were so encouraged. And you can see more about it by getting it, you know, finding out the details right there. But we're going to talk today. We're going to hear from Dinesh D'Souza. It's so important. It's refreshing to know, you know, because when you move prophetically, which means you're moving before something happens, you're talking about what's going to happen. And it can be very discouraging because it's not yet happening, but you got to talk about it. And everybody normally ridicules you, like, what are you talking about? You know, it's not going to happen.
Prophets are never recognized in their generation, right?
So, yeah, and then you finally get to the thing manifesting, and God says, now I want you to begin to prophesy this next thing. Like, we're just here. Let's enjoy it.
Let's camp here, right?
And so we hear Dinesh D'Souza. We've been talking about this for years with VFN KB, VFN Kingdom Business. I know that Lance Walno talks about the seven mountain strategies, and we talk about God's called us to go into all the world and to tell people about Him, the good news. And He said, go make disciples of the nations, not just an individual, but the nation. And to do that, you got to be able to impact all seven cultures of that nation. I mean, whoever's producing the television programs, they're the ones discipling the nation.
Right.
One man said, I think it was Muggery that said this, I believe. He said, I'm not worried about the history books or the books. Tell me who writes the songs. And those are the people that are writing history.
And so we're talking about the business mountain.
Yes.
We're talking about education, government, family,
arts and entertainment, media.
So the whole spectrum of society, not just what's happening
in the church. Because we can do church.
Oh, we've got that.
But can we be light in the light, but can we be light in the darkness? Mm. And so this is Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh D'Souza is speaking specifically to a particular lady. That she says, listen, the people who are liberal in regards to how they perceive the kingdom or they receive a nation outside of God, she says they already have their sense of righteousness. It's a different righteousness than God, but they understand what they believe and they're shooting for it. But she's saying the church, when you talk to the church, they don't have a clear understanding of what we're supposed to do. As a matter of fact, this is the question being asked, and listen how Dinesh D'Souza, the former president of King's College
in New York.
He is the huge documentaries he's produced about understanding America and just a bright light for Jesus Christ. Let's go there now.
Liberals, they have their own sense of righteousness. They have a true sense of justice. It's just very different from ours. And they have a real set of core principles. And our country has come so far, and the church is utterly confused on even biblical values, a biblical worldview. that I find it's actually easier for me to talk to someone in the secular world than a pastor of a church. Can you comment on the role of pastors of the church in America? Because when I look at, if we just had unity amongst ourselves, we could take back this country.
I mean, I do think that the pastor in some ways today is in a difficult position in secular culture, because pastors study the Bible. They go to divinity school. And yet sitting in their own pews are lots of people who are engineers and scientists and are reading about the Higgs boson and the God particle. And this is not something pastors know anything about. So they're disconnected in some ways from the great explosion of knowledge in the world, in brain science, in astrophysics, but also in economics. So I think that there's an important task to be done in importing that kind of knowledge, either educating the pastors or creating church structures where non-pastors can come in and address the ways in which theological issues relate to economic issues, political issues, scientific issues, and so on. Otherwise, you're basically creating, you could call it, you know, Christians on Sunday and secular people the rest of the week.
That's so important, because you think about it, you know, God's called us to go into the nations. He called us to go into the nations. Think about this. God has called us to go into the nations, but yet we're going into this building or this place and we get together and go, oh, I'm just so glad to see you. You know, I was struggling all week long trying to get to this particular place and I finally got here. And what happens is their entire week was engulfed in darkness. They were fighting, they were struggling, there was, you know, their workplace they were struggling, all these different things were taking place. And the whole thing is that God's called you to be light where you were.
That's right.
Yes, we go there and get encouraged when we get together in our fellowship. But he said to go into all the world. He didn't just say the men of the cloth to go, or the evangelist to go, or the missionary to go. Every one of us he called us to go, to be discipled and go make disciples. And when we've left that, and that's one thing that we talk about at VFNKB all the time, yeah. These mountains, the seven mountain strategy, so important. It's not like a good concept of some strategy of some human strategy. This is actually what the Lord told us to do. And you look at Revelations, Revelation says that God's mountain will be put over the mountains of men. Mm. And so the whole thing is that he wants to establish his kingdom here on earth. Remember, he said, told his disciples to pray. He says, Father, I pray that your kingdom would come here as it is in heaven.
And
right?
He does that through his ambassadors, his
Correct.
Emissaries. That's us.
Right.
We're supposed to take him, the gospel, and this light into every aspect. And I love what Dinesh is saying, because he's saying, look, amongst us in our fellowships are people from all different backgrounds, educations. We need to be relatable to them and to the people that they encounter in their everyday lives.
Right. So you don't have to be a scientist, but you got to appreciate the scientist.
Sure.
You don't have to be an engineer, but you have to appreciate. If you, this is what happens. If you appreciate someone, you're taking the time to learn about it. Like John and I, we're always wanting to know more things that's going on, and we're interested in it. And so some people get their one job and they're interested in that one thing that takes care of their own personal needs, and they're not looking outside of that.
Get out the box, right?
Get out of the box. Jesus is out of the box. There's a particular book called Jesus Left the Building.
Yeah.
And remember when Jesus was walking the streets, God in the flesh, Jesus, Emmanuel, was walking the streets. People stayed in the buildings, and the people who were running the buildings were rebuking Jesus in the street, saying, you're stirring things up. You're rebellious. You know, you're not welcomed in this place. And it's like,
what authority do you come
with? He's God. He's Emmanuel, God in the flesh. And so we can get so caught up in what we're doing that we can lose. And this is a big thing we'll be talking about when we get back from this break. But think about this. If you know, the kingdom is forever, you know, Jesus wins. He wins now. He's already won on the cross, and it's going to be great, the church. The thing is, America's not guaranteed tomorrow. Mm. And many people right now, if you're in another nation, you may know this, or you may not know this, but if America goes dark, if we just surrender America over to darkness, the whole world, they say if America sneezes, the rest of the world catches cold.
Yeah.
And so it's because God has blessed America, and America's, you know, economy is moving and giving. It's one of the kindest nations probably there is monetarily.
Absolutely,
And World War I, World War II, no matter what they taught people in school, the truth is, you know, that as we talked about earlier in our previous programs, that, you know, America went out and saved the world. Yeah.
No matter what catastrophe, natural disaster happens anywhere in the world,
yeah.
you can almost rest assured that not only our government will be there, but American citizens will be there with their dollars and often volunteering.
It's a $20 trillion economy, right? Something like that?
Deficit or debt.
No, debt, but there's actually our economy itself is like a $20 trillion. It's just a huge economy, which means lots of ways to bless a lot of people. You know, God is blessing. But I want to encourage you that get connected to VFNKB. This is, it's important. We're not talking about we want to send you a newsletter so you can see what's going on. Yeah. We want to connect with you. See, your success is our success. Our success is your success. And our success together is kingdom success. We have to unify under the King, Jesus, to be able to go into the mountains and begin to empower actors and business people, to be able to empower the educator, be able to empower the sports figures. Yeah. And there's a lot of sports figures that are rising up today and honoring God. This is so important. We need to honor them the way we would honor a minister that's ministering in the church building. Honor that player that works that plays on the first base that says, I love Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. He's a bright light.
Yeah. In fact, we've been preparing for you because we have a gift for you. Greg wrote a great book.
Yes.
I Will Fight, Strategies for Success. And we want to give it to you by going to VFNKB.com, fill out the information, and you'll get it. Listen, you have to be successful, and we're going to give you these strategies to implement in your everyday life so that you can advance the kingdom no matter where you are and on any platform.
And it requires a fight. It's a good fight of faith, and it's a pre-release state right now, so you'll sign up and you'll get it when it's being released. But listen, I want to give you some strategies, like John said, to be able to fight. Connect with us. And not only that, go to VFNKB.com and click on Partner Now and connect. And let's connect. We got so many things we want to do together. We believe God is going to lead
us. It's a movement.
It is truly a movement that's required to be able to impact the nations and definitely impact America to be able to make sure, we're going to find out after this break, Dinesh is saying there's nobody defending it. As a matter of fact, when you get back from this break, we're going to talk specifically about how we begin to defend our faith in this nation. Come on, join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategeia, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store, you can go to Google Play Store, or your Windows Store, and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you. plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine anytime you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so important. We're talking today and hearing from Dinesh D'Souza, speaking specifically about, you know, how we're called to go into the nations and how to impact the nations, not just to be all churchy and all religious. We're called to be a person,
yeah,
and to listen, to connect, and to empathize. One thing Jesus did, he's not a high priest who is unable to empathize with folks, but yet he went through what everybody went through, yet without sin. So he actually wanted to connect with us and connect with what, how we're feeling and what we're doing. And we have to do that to people in different industries in the seven mountains.
You've got to be able to relate.
Yes.
And if you're not relatable, then you become isolated, you know?
And there's nobody. This is what Dinesh is saying, and it's true. I mean, we're doing it here. Notice what we're doing at VFN TV, at VFN KB, that he's saying nobody's doing it. This, by you partnering with us, this is what we're doing together. You know, think about it. But if you can't, who do you call to come represent Christianity on CNN or Fox News?
Sure.
Well, you can call Dinesh, but who else can you call? Let's go join Dinesh now.
In today's culture, we have to realize that these fights don't just occur in church, and they don't just occur in the political arena. I mentioned the university campus. To me, one of the things that Christians, and by extension, I would say this is also true in politics, this is true of conservatives, of Republicans, by and large, while we have been focusing on our own lives, on our work, and sometimes on elections, which occur every 2 or 4 years, our political adversaries, this is the secular left, has been focusing on taking over all the major institutions of our culture. Remember, a culture operates through, let's call them megaphones. That's how you get information out. And one of the problems is that that radical secularism owns most of the big megaphones in our culture today. What are those megaphones? Number one, Hollywood. Number two, Broadway. Number three, comedians. I'm thinking of Colbert, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher. So they have Colbert, they have Jon Stewart, they have Bill Maher. We have nobody, nobody, and nobody. Not good. A lot of young people get their ideas from these guys. And then we have the universities, and then we have elementary and secondary education. These are huge megaphones. And so, in some senses, even if we have the best ideas, the best information, the true faith, we don't have the ability to broadcast it out into secular culture. We can broadcast it in the church. We can communicate to our own children. But in the culture, our voice is very, very dim. Even take Christian apologetics. There are about 24 Christian apologists who are fairly prominent in America today. Not one of them is in secular society. All of them are in the church. They speak at the pastor's conference, they speak at the youth conference, and they should. But how often do you see a Christian apologist on CNN, on MSNBC, on writing an op-ed in the New York Times? In other words, what is the presence of the Christian argument in non-Christian culture? Very, very thin. And so this is why our side is on the defensive. We are losing our kids to their side. We're not winning their kids over to our side. It's kind of a one-sided hemorrhaging of the faith. So,
Look, when you live in a society where Christian assumptions can be taken for granted, you don't have to do a whole lot. It's kind of like if you live in a house, you don't really need to know the blueprints of the house, right? You just walk in the corridors, you sleep on the couch, you sit at the dining table. It's only when the house begins to shake that you say, oh, I better go to the attic. I better look at those blueprints. I better see what are the foundations in which help me to understand how this thing was put together in the first place. So Christianity now, for the first time, for a lot of people in our culture, is strange. It's something that they don't get. They've heard about it, but they haven't been raised in it, and they don't know why it makes sense. And so it becomes our job to be the instruments. It's God's job to convert them, but it's our job to be the vehicles for getting the knowledge of what Christianity is and what it means to us, how it makes our life better to them. And we can't do that. We should do that individually, yes, but I guess what I'm also saying is, ultimately, it seems to me, if we are Christians in our own enclave, if we don't step out into the powerful institutions of our culture, now you might say, how do we do that? How do we actually have influence in our culture? I'm actually going to save that thought and come back to it in our discussion. But I want to just close by saying that all of us in this room are actually much more influential than we think. And this is true politically. It's also true in terms of our faith. Most of us in life use a tiny portion of our influence. And we do it partly because we're intimidated and we think that the people out there are so powerful that it's not going to really matter. Years ago, when I was in college, one of my professors told me the story of the lion tamer and the lion. So here's the lion on a pedestal, and here's the lion tamer, a little guy with a stick. And the lion tamer is twirling a stick, and the lion is obediently doing little tricks in response to the lion tamer. And the professor asks a very interesting question. Who is more powerful, the lion tamer or the lion? Well, the answer is clearly the lion. But then you have a mystery. If the lion is more powerful, why is the lion so obediently and sycophantically responding to the ridiculous machinations of the lion tamer? And the reason is that the lion doesn't know its own power. The lion thinks the lion tamer is more powerful. So that's our position in society. We think that these political leaders, or these people out there, or these powerful people on television, or these powerful people in the universities, they have the final say. But in reality, we live in a special type of society where even now, the power still is with us. One of the few people who know this, by the way, are the terrorists. Small groups of them know that they can create havoc. Even if they don't come from this society, just the fact that they apply concentrated power, they can drive large numbers of people into craziness. So if they can do that, think of what we, just us in this room, could accomplish if we set our minds to it, to have influence. We can accomplish a great deal. And so my message is that as Christians, it's time for us to step it up. To step it up in terms of our convictions, our worldview. Our country certainly needs it. In the end of the day, I'm more worried about America than I'm worried about Christianity. Because Christianity happens to be a story where, gee, we kind of know the ending. So even if we take some blows and some losses and we lose some battles, we will ultimately win the war in the end. By the way, there's no guarantee that that's true about America. There's no inevitability of an American future. There's no permanence guaranteed to an American dream.
Wow, this is so, so many things happen in what he's talking about. This is a very intelligent, gully man that talks specifically, systematically about what we need to do. We need to step it up. But understand this, that, you know, you think about when somebody says, I'm going to go hunting, but I have a rock. are going to go hunting, I got a gun. I mean, who's going to come out with more food?
That's right.
Well, a country like America, the good that's being done and that can be done on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sending out missionaries, funding good things that are going on, and partnering with Israel and defending Israel. And, you know, it's so much better than a rock, you know, and it's not guaranteed to be around. I mean, even in prophecy, people try to find America in prophecy. But what if we decided as the church, think about this, what if we decided to do this? Let's make this nation the Lord's again. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and begin to reclaim the nation for God. Let's personally repent. We all have to personally get our own lives right, you know, and begin to first deal with ourselves, but then begin to help other people and be that light, to be a defender of the gospel. And one thing you need to do to be a defender of the gospel, you need to know the gospel. You know, so many people begin to talk about things and you're going like, stop them. You got to first find it. It doesn't say that, you know, and to get in the word. One way we do that with the VFN Dream Center, you can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, you see on your screen right there, and you go there and you see Hello Church, and you click on that and you'll see Emmaus Road Discipleship. Jesus walked down Emmaus Road after being resurrected, and they didn't even recognize him, his own disciples. It's called Emmaus Road. He was going to Emmaus, but guess what? Their eyes opened up, and they could see Jesus for who he really was. Their hearts began to burn inside of them, and everything was changed in their life. We want you to get your heart to begin to burn with truth and begin to walk down Emmaus Road. And we have that walk up Emmaus Road. We have that for you. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and get connected on Emmaus Road. We'll make some more stuff available to you on the vfnkb.com. But that's what Jesus literally said, go make disciples of the nation. So many people are getting these encounters, John.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, even for all of us who believe in revival and have been in revival and are praying for revival, I think the important question we got to ask for is revival for what?
Yeah.
I mean, we want the power of God, the presence of God.
The
glory of God. But we don't want it to be contained in a building. We want it, or just amongst the church. But we want to spread this fire all across the entire country, across all platforms of society.
All seven mountains.
To have the impact for the King and His kingdom.
And you think about this. Dinesh is saying very specifically, who is broadcasting this truth? Who's broadcasting this light other than just in the church mountain? You are and we are together.
Right.
That's what we're doing. Every nation on the face of the earth, because of you and others that are standing with us, we're literally talking to all the nations of the earth. Just having these kind of conversations, not like, just like, turn to your Bibles to, you know, which is great. That's very good. But we learn that to go do this, to be able to talk to you about what's happening in your country, what's happening in government, what's happening in business. And so how do you apply those things? Jesus was always in the marketplace. You look at Paul, you know, Paul was always in Mars Hill, the marketplace, talking about
tent maker.
Yeah, a tent maker, and getting involved and then sharing our faith. So many people share their faith. There's people, I've got to go. Listen, we can't talk too much about that. But people are talking to the people who are already well.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, because he was hanging out with people who had not yet been saved, who were living in the world and hadn't been walking with God. And so he just said, hung out with them. And they were shocked. Religious people's like, why are you hanging around these sinners and these tax collectors?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, you know, I came, first of all, I desire mercy over sacrifice. Go study this, he said to them. Then he said, listen, I came for sinners. That's why I came. I came because I wanted to find a sinner and I wanted to forgive a sinner so they could be in relationship with me. That's how good our God is. We shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You see that on your screen. Go there, find out more. We got to go. Listen, comment below. Write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. It's time for us to broadcast to the world. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father God, I just bless our audience right now. I pray encouragement over them. Lord, we pray for people to rise up and to broadcast from every mountaintop your truth and your light. God, and we ask you right now that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says,
every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become an have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people. I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers. And they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God. You can go back and watch that on VFN TV, maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too,
mm-hmm.
who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. Mm. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we want to be married at or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they're not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ. You loved each other. You ate together. You blessed each other. You blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so, when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name, and it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, mm-hmm. and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go. And there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me. So I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, helping him or her carry that load. And if I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings, you know, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And mm-hmm. and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.